Welcome to episode 17 of the Life of a Visual Storyteller podcast. It is the 17th of July 2015, and my name is Roger Overall, and I am a visual creative. So today I'm going to talk about business, which is always risky because I am a horrible business person, by which I don't mean that I'm a horrible human being. I'm just really, really, really bad at business. But I'm growing or trying to grow a new company, and I've had some difficulty getting started with it. And I think one of the issues was I didn't know who it was that I wanted to work for. And that can be a killer because I think we all go into business and we have this idea that we will work for almost anybody. And I've known for years that this isn't the right thing to do. And in fact, when I was a photographer predominantly, I do still take photographs, and you can hire me. But when I was predominantly just a photographer, I had a very particular client in mind. And guess what? I only worked with that particular kind of client who had a particular mindset and a particular approach to photography. So it's a little bit peculiar that in setting up Show and Tell, that I hadn't yet decided who I was going to serve using this company. And it was really holding me back, I think, because I just had in my head, look, I can help anybody who wants to tell their story or get their message across, turn it into something visual that is appealing, that is fun, that is valuable to the end audience. And that will be it. That will be enough of a differentiator. And of course, it's not, because trying to market that to everybody is really, really, really difficult. So what I've decided to do is narrow the focus of the business. And the people I'm going to work with are people who are, in my estimation, because this is all relative what I'm about to say, who are trying to make the world a better place. And that could be somebody in the sustainable energy sector, or in sustainable products, or it could be somebody who is trying to improve our food and our drink, or somebody who's trying to improve education. But there are lots of people out there who are doing, in my eyes, really good work. And I'm never going to be in a position, I don't think myself, that I will ever do anything that's going to change the world. But if I can help others change the world by helping them tell their story, get their message across, market themselves, market either their product or their service or the thing that they're trying to achieve, the good that they're trying to bring about, then in my own way, in my own little way, I am contributing to the improvement of the planet and the improvement of us all. So that, when I had that moment of insight and realization, made it suddenly much easier for me to identify who to approach. And my tack now, quite honestly, is to actively find companies that I want to work with, or individuals or organizations, and reach out to them. And in a very non-selly kind of way, I had a meeting during the week, and the initial email contact was basically, I love what you're doing. It really fits with what I'm interested in. It fits with what I believe in. It fits with my own value set, if you like. So there's an alignment between my value set and the clients I want to work for. And I sent an email saying, look, can I meet you? Can I buy you a cup of coffee? You might not need my service now. You may never need my service. But at the very least, I'd like to be on your radar. And when the time comes, if you have a need, that you think of me and that you think of my company as being the first port of call for you to get that service. And of course, it's a very easy thing to do, to say yes to a quick cup of coffee, particularly when, in addition to just buying somebody a cup of coffee, I would also offer to say, look, don't want to sound arrogant, not saying that you're doing it badly or wrong or what it is or whatever, but let me give you some suggestions as to things that you can do yourself that you don't need to hire me to help you do, but that you can actually implement yourself already. Simple things that will help you tell your story in a visual way. And of course, if somebody's offering to buy you coffee and give you free help and free advice on what you can do yourself at no cost, other than maybe 20 minutes to half an hour to meet with them, then you're kind of predisposed to say, yeah, why not? And that's what I found. It's not always going to work, of course, and that's fine, but it does allow me to narrow down who it is that I want to work for. And out of the thousands, tens of thousands, millions of companies in the world and organizations and people, I can focus in. Makes it much easier. So this big cloud of disparate companies has kind of dissipated, and it's just leaving those companies and those organizations and those individuals that are really going to appeal to me and make me, or not make me, but help me do my best work, because I will do my best work for people with whom I share a value set. That's really all I'm going to talk about today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you again very soon. Come in, sit yourself down. I hope you don't mind if I don't get up. I have injured myself properly. That niggling pain, and I was describing it as a niggling pain in my Achilles tendon, has come home to roost, and it's not my Achilles tendon at all. It's actually much higher up on the leg, and it is my right calf muscle. And it's gone. I've done some kind of damage to it, and I'm an idiot because I've made it worse. Because instead of listening to the symptoms, I thought, do you know what? I can bite through this. So let me tell you what happened. The run today. I set off on the run today with my iPhone in my hand, and there's a guy I follow, Casey Neistat, in New York, who is a really good filmmaker. Now, he's launched a new company, and they've been building an app for the last 18 months or so, something like that. And it launched today. So I downloaded it, even though Casey said, please don't download this version. It's very buggy. And I downloaded it and I couldn't use it. Not because it was buggy, but because I needed an unlock code. And the only way to get an unlock code is that somebody gives it to you. Obviously, you can't generate your own unlock code. Imagine if software worked that way. Wouldn't it be brilliant? Oh, I just create my own license key. Thank you very much. And the reason they're doing this is so that communities are created, so that you get an unlock code from somebody that you know, so that you've got an immediate community of two, and then you can give it again an unlock code to somebody you know. And then basically the app is focused around video interaction is kind of what it is. It's called Beam. B-E-M-E. So I thought, well, I'll ignore what Casey says. I'll download it and see if I can use it. And of course, couldn't get an unlock code until Ernie, yes, at Ernmanda on many social networks, including Audioboom, where this is hosted. He mentioned in, I think it was an Instagram. It was an Instagram that he was using it. And he kindly let me in by giving me a unlock code. And I got the unlock code just as I was about to set off for my run this evening, 7.5 kilometer run. I was all kind of excited and distracted because I was trying to set up my podcasts for the run and set up Runkeeper for the run. And then there was Ernie who just sent me this unlock code. So I was on Twitter with him sorting that out. And anyway, I thought, wouldn't it be great? My first Beam to the world could be me running. And I set off, and it was the first time in years, oh my goodness, the first time in years that I had a proper running gait. If you see me running at the moment, you'll see me shuffling around the place. That's what it feels like to me anyway, compared to my running form that I had 15 years ago when I was running, and in 2008 when I picked it up again briefly. I had a proper stride. And my knees would come up, and it felt, maybe it didn't look elegant, but it felt elegant. It felt like a proper run, proper running stride, as opposed to the way I run at the moment, which is more of a shuffle and a stumble and a waddle and a wobble as well. Anyway, but of course, being the first beam to the world, I thought, well, I'm going to set off at a decent pace. And for about 10 strides, no, less than that, it felt great. I was actually running at a speed and with a grace and an elegance that I recognized from when I was running a lot 15 years ago. And it felt fantastic until somebody came up behind me with a hammer and smacked me across the right calf muscle. Now, nobody did, of course. It's just what that felt like. When you suddenly get a muscle thing, it feels like somebody's just hit you with a hammer. Not necessarily very hard, by the way. It's not a shooting pain that sort of knocks you over and has you rolling around in agony. But it's just like a heavy hammer just being bounced off the back of, well, in this case, it felt like a heavy hammer being bounced off the back of my calf. And I knew immediately, oh, this is not good. So I stopped the broadcast to the world. Beam is a little bit like Periscope and Meerkat. And that's about as much as I can say about it, because it is at the moment, it is incredibly buggy, really, really glitchy. So I understand, or this is what Casey Neistat says, is that there's a much more robust version coming next week. So we'll see. At the moment, Beam is pretty awful, I have to say. There is one function I really like, though, and that at the moment is, because it's new, because we're all new on this. This is day one. This is brilliant. Being involved in an app launch on day one, getting the app on day one. Now, it's not quite as good as being a beta tester, because there were various people had early versions and were testing them. But nevertheless, getting an app, getting in on an app on day one. Not only that, unlike all my other platforms, I am Roger Overall pretty much everywhere that I have a social media presence. But I thought, I wonder if I could just get Roger. And I did. which is a little bit greedy, I know, but just to be the person with that name on a social media platform is kind of a bit of an ego thing, really. I just suppose it just shows you what kind of mind I have. It's not pretty. You don't want to be let in there, I tell you. Anyway, so off I set. Hammer to the back of the calf is what it felt like. And being a man, I thought, I wonder if I can run through this, because I've experienced this tightness before and earlier in the week, and I ran on it and it was okay. It was okay. It was a little bit stiff, but it was okay. So I ran 7.5 kilometers, but it was painful and I should have just stopped. I should have stopped there and then and gone straight back home, having run all of 10 yards. But I didn't. I persevered and I put in the worst time ever on a 7.5K run. It was incredibly painful. And I also, at a certain point, because of my gait, which was trying to make up for the pain in my calf, I was favouring that leg. And then all of a sudden I was getting kind of twinges in my left knee. And I thought, oh gosh, if my knee goes, this could be bad. And then I was getting tingling feeling, which is quite bizarre, tingling feeling in my left foot. And that lasted quite a while. And then my old friend, the kind of stabbing pain on the left side of my chest appeared. So you can imagine that this wasn't the best way to be doing a run, but I persevered. And I had in my head at one point, I was going, this is great. It's going to be a dreadful time. I'm having a horrible run. I'm not enjoying it, but it will be one of my best runs because I will have completed it. And I was feeling very proud of myself. In retrospect, I was an idiot. I should not have gone on the run this evening, because I got back and now I am faced with a layoff of at least a couple of days. But my feeling is I am now out of circulation in terms of running, at least for a week. I think I need to be very careful that I don't aggravate this, because what I've just done is aggravate the injury in the worst possible way. And it remains to be seen whether I've made it, in fact, a lot worse. So there we go. Pure lunacy, and it's my own stupid fault. Fortunately, because of the swimming, I will be able to do some exercise, so I'm not completely out of circulation in terms of physical exercise, but it is a setback for me because I felt I was making progress. I really felt good about the running, and now I've blown it because I was an idiot. Duh. What are you going to do? Men, eh? Chuh, deary me. So join me. Well, I don't know. Here's the thing. I am taking a week off now to be with my family. I need some time just not thinking about business. I can't really afford to take a week off. At the same time, I need to take some time off with my wife and my daughter. And I will probably continue working on an animation that I'm working on at the moment, because it's kind of fun and I can do it in a very relaxed way because I don't feel under pressure from other aspects of the business. But I haven't yet decided whether I'm going to podcast daily and do a cartoon daily during this holiday. I might decide, do you know what, it is a break and I should take a complete break. So I will either talk to you tomorrow or I will talk to you in about 9 days. We'll see which way it goes. Whichever it is, take care of yourself, look after yourself, and don't be stupid like me.